Vayter and Shasver and Daf Nun Aleph, picking up on Nun Aleph Beis, but at the very bottom of the page, the bottom line, last three words. We have a discussion about the shear that was done in the Beis HaMikdash when they brought the Karbanos. And the question is it Bepeh or Bekli? Which is the Iker? Now, we know that both are done. The question is whether it's Docheh Shabbos or it's not Docheh Shabbos. That would depend on what's the Iker and what's not the Iker. So says the Gemara, Amar Papa, beep, turn the page, Nun Aleph. Kitanoi, this is a machlokas tanoim. We're going to see a few different opinions about this. Says the Gemara, kitanoi, ditanan. We learned in a Mishnah, right? Switches to Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah is found in Erechin. And it says the following, of the Kohanim Hayu, the ones that used to play the instruments were Eved Kenanim. They were non-Jews. They used to go out and play the instruments when they were involved with the Shira. And just to read the Rashi to you, he says that Mishnam b'Maseches Erechini, al Ochsei Kli Shir, the ones who'd be holding the Kli Shir, these were Kli Shir b'Shas Shir, Shel Karban Kai Minon. And so we say that these were non-Jews. Divrei Rabbi Meir, it's like Rabbi Meir, number one. We're going to have three opinions. Number two, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishpachas Beis HaPegarma, Mishpachas Beis Tipraya, these were people from a place called Amum, she says, and these are different families. And as we're going to see in a moment, that these were Yisraelim, these were Jews, but they weren't Kohanim, they weren't Levim, they were Yisraelim that used to go ahead, and they were the ones who would do it. And Shahayu Masil Kahuna, they had great yichus, Rashi says, that there were Yisrael miyuchasin hayu, and therefore they can go and they can marry to Kohanim, because Kohanim, you know, can't just marry anybody, and therefore these people were rechushiv. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Levium hayu. Says, no, the ones that were playing the instruments, they were the Levium. Okay, those are the three different opinions over here. So now Rapapa comes to explain, oh, my lab, isn't it that this is a machlokes? Demanda Omer for the hayu, the one who says that they were slaves, that they were the Eved Kenanim of Dek, I don't know how to say it in plural, but they were Eved Kenani, plural, Kasavra Iker Shira Pet. They hold that the Iker Shira is done with the mouth. And since it's done with the mouth, therefore, you could have non-Jews that going along and playing the music. It's okay. Umad Amir Levim, I hear the ones say they were Levim, Kasavra, they must hold that Iker Shira Bekli. And that's why you need Levim doing it, because Iker Shira is by Kli. Says the Gemara, really, if it is about that, you really think that's the case? Don't forget the middle opinion over there, who said that there were those families that were Miyuchas, that they were Yisraelim. But Tizbara, Rabbi Yossi, my Kasavra, what does he hold? Ikasavra, Iker Shira Bepeh, it's a manavshach. If he holds that the main Shira is done with the mouth, I feel over them Nami, then even of a Kenani could be doing it. Why is he saying it's Israelim? And because of Yisraelim Kli, if you want to say the main thing is with a Kli, so then Levium in Yisraelim low, then only Levium should be able to do it and not Yisraelim. So what's going on? So we knock that out. Nice try is gone. Ella de Kuleyama Ikashir Bepeh. Must be that all of these opinions would agree that really the main thing's with a peh. It's with the mouth. Aye, and what happens that they go ahead and we have that, I'm sorry, not what happens. It must be it's with the mouth. Ubahakum Ifki, and this is what the machlokas was, and they have the different people that are playing the instruments. Demar Savar, Hachi Hava Maisa. Some say, this is just what happened. And others say, no, this is what happened. It was the Eved Kenani that did it, or it was the Yisrael that did it, or it was the Levim that did it. But really, the main thing is with the mouth, and those ones that did it. Now, that's the question, the Mayan Afkamina. Then why are you telling us the storyline of what happened? If it was them who did it, or they who did it. The answer is because there's a nafkamina, depending on whether or not we can learn something out from the ones that did it. In other words, when you get someone who's up on this duchan, they're up on this platform, the duchan, and they're playing the instruments, does that mean that they're like chashev, that we could learn something out of that? And that the Gemara says, l'maylem miduchan liyuchsen u'lamay serkamefugi. The machlokis is whether or not we can be ma'aleh, we can lift up and raise up from the duchan liyuchsen. In other words, if we say, wow, if we let this guy play the instruments, it must be is miyuchas, that he has lineage, or he can get meiser that the Levi can go and get. So we say it must be that this is a person who's ready to get meiser. Mandam Ravadim, the one who says that they're Ravadim, Kasavar, they hold, nah, you know, the fact that they play the instruments, it's not an indication of anything. Ein Meilen Miduchan Leyuchsen Vilal Meiser, don't think, oh, they play the instruments, must be their Choshev, their Miyuchas, must be their Meiser. No, they don't learn anything from it. Mandam Yisrael, the ones who say this Yisrael, Kasavar, they learn from that Meilen Miduchan Leyuchsen Vilal Meiser, that we say a person was Roy throughout the play up there, that means that they were of a family, that they were Miyuchas, that they had great lineage. Aval Lul Meiser, Belavachil Meiser, it's not necessarily Levium. Ulamanda and Levium, you say it was Levium, Kastavabailamiduchan bin Luchsim and the Meiser. You say, oh, I can learn from this that it's Levium that are Miyuchas and they can get Meiser and they can marry into Kohanim and everything is beautiful. Period. Now, that is Period. Sorry. We're now going to go back to the discussion that we had just yesterday. And the discussion was about whether or not playing the music could be done on Shabbos as well, right? In the Beit HaMikdash. And we had a brace over there. And just to quote you the brace from the Nunum Abayis, says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hecholil Doche Es HaShabbos. So straight up to the flute is Doche Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. V'chachamim Amrim, Af Yom Tovin Doche. Of course, that's not even Doche Yantiv. Kavachom is not Doche Shabbos. And on that, Rav Yosef came along and he explained what exactly was the machlokis that was going on over there. He said the machlokis was not talking about by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That he said, everybody agrees that's not going to be Doche Shabbos, because that's just to beautify, to make it more joyful, that it should be greater. But the machlokis is talking about when they would bring regular karbonos and they had the Shira, was that Doche Shabbos or not? One says this is Doche Shabbos, one says not Doche Shabbos. That's Rav Yosef. Now that's what we saw yesterday. Now we have another opinion. Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba Omer, he's going to say something, and it's going to end up, we're going to see he's going to be correct, and we're going to knock off Rav Yosef in both of his statements, both in reference to the fact of their machlokas. They said that the machlokas is when it comes to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's not true. We're going to say that is a machlokas. And in fact, they said there is a machlokas when it comes to Shabbos. We're going to say that's not a machlokas. Okay, let's knock them both out. But here we go. If you remember Arba Amar, no. Machlokas Bishir Shashoeva. That's when the machlokas was. Whether or not you can go ahead and that's going to knock off a Shabbos if you can do it for the Nisuch HaMayim. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Savar, he says, Simcha Yisera Nami Doche Shabbos. He says, even this tremendous joy is going to knock off Shabbos. Rashi says, Hol V'samachta Mitzvah Hi U'Bechalil Ein Iser Malacha El Shavus Ba'alma. It's just a Durabban, and therefore it's going to knock it off, and we're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Simcha Yisera Nami Doche Shabbos. Oh, as I gesagt, everything is great. Rabban and Savar, they all, Simcha Yisera Ein Doche Shabbos. Sorry, that's not Doche Shabbos. Aval B'Shir Shal Karban. When you're dealing with the Shir of the Karbanos that were bought every week, everyone's going to say that that's a voda, v'doches a Shabbos, and Taka is going to knock off Shabbos. So this is like a mekatzel el katzel machlokas. If Yosef explained the machlokas by saying the difference, yeah, the machlokas says that it's not a machlokas when it comes to the shir that was done by the Nisach HaMayim, by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, there everyone agrees not Doche Shabbos, and comes along, Rav Yirmiyah Rabbi says, nope, that is a machlokas. And then he said, and then Rav Yosef explained that the machlokas, when it comes to Shabbos itself, that that's what the machlokas is. And over there, Rav Yirmiyah Rabbi says, nope, that's not a machlokas, it's definitely Doche Shabbos. Okay, so we have two different ways of understanding it. Now we're going to go and knock off Rav Yosef. Meisavei, we learned in a braisa, pretty straightforward. Shir shel shoeva doche es haShabbos. The shir of the shoeva knocks off Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. V'chacham say, Af yom tov in a doche. Even yontov is not doche. Teyufta de Rav Yosef. Because it's straight up. It's shir shel shoeva is doche Shabbos. So we see there's a machlokas between between Rav Yosef bar Yehuda and the Chachamim in reference to the Nisuch HaMayim against Rav Yosef. Tiyufta, says the Gemara, Lema Bashir Shesweva Hu Depligi. Should we say that that's the Machlokes? Maybe that Bryce is saying only when it's referenced to the shear of the Shoeva, of the Mayim, of the Simchas Beis Shoeva. But when it comes to Shabbos, do we say over there, Bashir Shel Karban Dibre Kol Doche Shabbos? Everyone's going to agree. So, and then we'll go and we'll say Lema Tavi Tiyufta de Rav Yosef Betarti. It's a machlokas. We knock off him in both cases, and even in such a case that we're going to say that Rav Yosef is wrong as well. And so Gemara, no, I'm looking at Yosef. You can sit back. No, you don't understand. Pligi b'shir shel shoeva v'huadin l'karban. Fine, you knocked me off in terms of the fact of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It is a machlokas over there. It's also machlokas when it comes to karbon. V'hai the kamifka b'shir shoeva, and the fact that they spells out the shir shir shoeva, and that's what they're arguing over, is only lo'diach ha'koach kochod Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's just to show you how far Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda goes. That feel the shoeva nami dachi. Even the maim simchas b'shir shoeva is also dachi. As Gemara, nope, nice try. V'ha'ketani zeu chalil shel b'shir shoeva. It says straight up that this is the chalil of the Beis HaShoeva. It's not Doche Shabbos, and it's not Doche Yontif. Aval the carbon, Doche. What does that say? That when it comes to the carbon, it will be Doche. Now, Mani, who is this? Who's speaking here? In name of Yosef Bar Yehuda, if you want to say it's Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda, Hamer Shir Shal Shoeva Nami Docha, he says that Shir Shal Shoeva is also Docha, so clearly it can't be him. Elalav Rabbanan, it must be the Rabbanan, who they say that the Shimchas Shir Shoeva stuff does not knock off Shabbos. So what do we see from this Mishnah? The only Machlokas is by the Shoeva, but the Machlokas is not when it comes to the carbon, regular carbon that's done at Shabbos. So we've knocked off Rav Yosef in both cases, his attempted explanation of the machlokas of Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda and the Chachamim is knocked off, and the explanation of Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba is actually stays in place. So let's just quick sikum, that is, that the machlokas between Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda and the Chachamim is only in reference to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Is the music going to override Shabbos or not? Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda says yes, the Chachamim say no. And when it comes to the carbon, regular carbon, that the music came with the carbon, that everyone's going to agree that it is Doche Shabbos. Now, Frank the Gemara, my time with the Manda Amr Ikashir Kli was pshat about the one who says that the Ikashir is Kli. We see the Machlokas. Some say Ikashir is Kli. Some say that Ikashir is when it, by Peh. So we're going to see a Pusik for each of them. Each one's going to have a Pusik to back themselves up. And then we have to explain how does each one deal with the other one's Pusik. And that's going to take us to the Mishnah. My time with the Manda Amr Ikashir Kli, why is what's the one who says that it's done with the Kli? The Chsiv is a Pusik says, Vayomer Chiskiya Lahalo Sa'ola Lamizbech. And Chiskiya said to bring the Ola into the Mizbech. Uv Eisei Eicha Eichel Ha'ola. And at the time when they would go and do it, they would have a song to Hashem would start, and they would start blowing the chatzotzos, the trumpets, and with the instruments of David HaMelech. Oh, so you see, it's clearly done with a kli. Therefore, it's shir b'kli. My time at the Mandamir Yikir Shir b'peh. The chsiv is a pasuk says. And this is in Divrei Yamim. Vayhi ke'echad l'mechatzrim ve'la mishorim l'hashmiya kol echad. There was unity when it came to the person who played the trumpets and the ones that would sing the songs that brought music with one voice. Now, even though it says, first I'm saying, even though it says trumpets, that's not considered musical instruments. That's something that was played with karbanos. It was just something that used to blow the shofar, they would blow the chatzotos, but that's not called musical instruments. And the point that we see in the singing and the song, and we don't have any instruments that are said over here, so clearly it's done, Iker Shir is bepeh. V'idach nami. But what are you going to say with the fact, Hok Siv Ayor Mechizkiah? How are you going to explain the fact that it says that there's musical instruments, the one who says it's done bepeh? Hey, they have the one musical instruments. He says, no, Hachikama, that's what it means to say. Heichel Shir Hashem bepeh. The song of Hashem started with the mouth. That's the only thing that's important. Al yidei kli David melech Yisrael levesume kala, with the instruments of David HaMelech, and that was only just to make it more beautiful. Chayev inish levesume, right? Levesume kala, and it was just it came to make the voices sound more delicious, but not that it was an ikar. V'idach nami, what about the fact that it says that it had to be done with a kli? We have a pasuk that says it was just done with a peh. What are they going to do with that? Haksev ayikechad lemechatzrim lemishorim, just with the voices, not with a kli. It says halchikamar mishorim dumya demechatzrim. That means that the singing is just like those with the trumpets. Ma mechatzrim kli, avishorim kli, just like that's with the kli. So to this has to be done with a kli as well. Zuck the next mission. Now we get into partying that happened on Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The mission says, Mishalo ra Simchas Beis HaShoeva, lo ra Simcha miyamav. If you didn't see Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you ain't ever seen joy in your life. V'motzi yom tov rishon shel chag. What they used to do on the they would do it on Motzi Yom Tov, the first day of Sukkot, Motzi Yom Tov. Yardul Ezes Nashim. They'll go down from the Ezes Nashim. From the Ezes Yisrael to the Ezes Nashim, he says you're going eastward, walking out of the Beis HaMikdash. As you saw, there's not there are 15 steps over there. And they would go down from one to the next. Rashi says, Kohanim v'Levim yardu me'ezes Yisrael, which is gavod, there's not shim, shalamatim enu b'shipu ahar. And mistak and sham tikin gadol, they did a great, great fixing. Rashi says, we'll explain what that means. Minoros shel za'av hayusham, there were golden minoros that were over there. And the arba sefalim shel zav arishayim, and there were four different bowls on top each one of them. As we're going to see, these bowls that would be filling them up with oil. And there were four ladders to be able to climb on up there. And there were four young Kohanim. Rashi says, they had the oil, jugs of oil, that everyone went up on their ladder. Look, there are 120 lug, 30 lug for each one of them. Each one had 30 lug. They put in each one of the bowls that were up there. Rashi says, the michnase bigday asrad, shayim michel tzibor, the clothing that they had, that the Kohanim had, that were of the tzibor, and mevnateim, and from their belts, when they were old, and they got all, like, worn out, they would take it, they would tear it up, and they would use from them, Rashi says, the Gemara says, mehen ha yumafkiin, they would rip it, ubahen ha yumadlikin, they would use them as wicks, and it would light over there. V'lo yechatz b'shalayim, shenim i'ira ma'or, b'is ha'shoi, but there was not a chatzer in Yushalayim that was not lit up from the vast amount of light that was given from that which was lit. Because the menorahs are very tall, they're 50 amos tall, and Har HaBayis was above everything, and he used to light it all up. This is Rashi speaks out. Chasidim yanshei ma'isa, you marktim bifneiem. You had the great people that they would go out and they would dance. They would start to dance over here. This is where we're going to get some pretty cool stuff. Beep, turn the page. An alpha mabase. Ba'avukos shel or shibidem. They used to dance and they have these torches that they would have in their hands as they would dance. Rashi says that zorkin or some klape maila. Essentially, they would be juggling them. They'd be juggling these fires. Va'om leflame divrei shiros hashpachos. And they'd be saying words of praise, shiros hashpachos. Gemara is going to explain what that was. Va'levim b'kinoris ubenuvalu ubemitzilatayim v'chatzotzos ubekli shir ba'lo mispar. And the Levim, they had all type of instruments, a kinor and a novel. You look it up what they are, but all different instruments they were playing. You couldn't even count. Al Chamish Shasei Mailas Yordus Meas Yisrael Lezus Nashim. They were standing on the steps going down, the 15 steps that were found between the Ezus Yisrael and the Ezus Nashim. Rashi says that Orecha Maila Berocha Vazara Berocha Vamaila Chatzi Amma Veroma Chatzi Amma. It went up an Amma, in an Amma, like we saw in Yuma, if all y'all recall. Keneged Chamish Shishir Amal Shabbat Hillim. And why, what were the 15 steps? The 15 steps were keneged the 15 Shir Hamalos that are found in Tehillim. 15 times that has the idea of Shir Hamalos. Shalem, Levim, owned them, and Kli Shir, Vom Shir. Over there, the Levim would stand and they would sing Shira. Rashi says, a Simchas Pesa Shoeva. Avoducha and the Shir Karban, Eitzel Mizbeachai. But when it came to the Karbanos, that was by the Mizbeach. But this is for the Simchas Pesa Shoeva. There were two Kohanim that were standing at the top, at the upper gate. They went down from one to the next. They had two trumpets in their hands. The Gever would cry out. Remember, that's a Gemara we had in Yuma Dav Chaf. But what's the Gever? It was a person who would cry out, or it was some sort of rooster or something. But anyway, this is, we had in Shkalim. And the Gever would go and cry out. And taku ve'riu v'taku, then it would start doing tekiya, trua, tekiya. They would go all out and to do what Rashi says. A simon leilech l'mol samayim l'nitzach min hashmei shalach. That was a simon that they would say in order that it's time for them to go to get the water for the mei shalach. Higiu l'mayla siris. When they got to the 10th step, taku ve'riu v'taku. Again, they would do tekiya, trua, tekiya. Higiu l'azara. When they got to azara, Taku ve'riu v'taku. They would again tkiya trua tkiya. This was the karka of the Ezra's Nashim. Hayu token naholchin achim agi on the shai yotzim. Mirzach in this last one, Rashi says they would hold. They'd be like, they would let it go. They would keep. They would hold on to it until they got it to the shah that's leading outside of the Mizrach, the east. Agi on the shai yotzim Mirzach. When they would get over there, they finally reach it, then Hafchu Panemi Mizrachal Ma'arif, they would turn their face from east to west, because remember, the base of Migdash, as you walked out, you're going east, as you go back in, it's west, they would turn back to the west. V'ramu avaseinu ashayu b'mokom hazeh, achoreim ela heichal upneim kedma mishtachvim kedma l'shemesh, v'anu l'kaineinu. They would turn, they would say, that and they would face the east, they would, one second. Our forefathers who were in this place, they would put their backs to the Heichal and their face, they would go face to the sun and they would bow down and would serve the sun. But we don't do such a thing. Our eyes are to you, the Lord, pray be in name. Rabbi Huda Omer, and we say that we are for Hashem and towards Hashem are our eyes. Rashi explains that, unfortunately, who are the forefathers? Babayis Arishon, Hoya Koifrim, Veloyu Pineim Lebayis, Ela Choreim, Ela Echal Hashem. Pasuk Ubi Yecheska, so Pasuk Yecheska, that people were, unfortunately, off the derech. Zok Dehelu Gemara, we have a whole series of things. If you haven't seen this, you ain't seen nothing. Tana Rabbanon, Mishal Aro, Simchas Bez Shreva, Lora, Simchas Miyamah. If anyone didn't see the Besil Bez Shreva, you didn't see joy in your life. Mishal Aro, Yushalayim, Bitifarta, Lo Rav, Karach, Nechem, Ne'olam, Mitzvah, and didn't see Yushalayim in its glory. You never saw such a beautiful thing in your life. Mishal Aro, Bez HaMikdash, Bevin Yono. I never see the Bez HaMikdash when it was built. Laura Binyam before my older, never saw a beautiful building. Mahi, which Beis HaMikdash are we talking about over here? Eza Rashi says, Eza Min HaBinyanim Shel Shlomo, first one, or Shel Nechemya Ben Chachliyoi, which is the second one, or Shel Hordo Shesasu Banu, which was a building, rebuilding of the second one. Amar Abai, Vitim Rav Chista, Zeh Binyan Hordo, it's talking about the third part, or third one in that list. But my Banya, how was it built? Amar Rava, B'Avnei Shaisha Umirmara. Rashi explains this is stones that were green and white. They're stones made of green and white marble. Shayish of green and white. Igadamri ba'avdi shayisha kuchla, where my mother said that it was green, blue, and white. Apik safa v'ayel safa. You had one, the way that it was built was one of them popped out a little, one stone was out, one stone was in. One stone was out, one stone was in. Yehechid el kaba seed in order that they could put the seed, the cement, in between in the middle. Savar lemishayan badava. He had a mind, this is talking about Hordus, he wanted, this Herod, he wanted to go and he wanted to cover the whole thing with gold. They said, leave it like it is. This looks even nicer. Because it looks like Rashi says, the way that the stones had all different types of colors, when you looked at it, it looked like it was like galim, waves in the ocean. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Huda Omer, Mishalo Ra'a Div. Bluestone shall Alexandria shall Mitzrayim Laura Bichvodon shall Yisrael. Anyone who didn't see this type of thing, whatever this word means, Rashi says it's a Lashon of Yavani. It's an Aramaic word that you break down. Diu means two. Plo means for people that are sarim, like very chashuva people. And stone is from Lashon of Stav, which means rose, that they had benches over there. So if you didn't see this setup that went on in Alexander, you never saw the glory of the Jews. Armu kamin basileke gedola isa. It was like a basileke. Rashi says, Platirin Gavoin Nikroim Basilikos. This very big type of structure, huge structure. Stav Lafimi Stav, and they had benches that were set up them. Rashi says, Kafal, Yeshiva Sarim Shal Alexandria, the officials used to sit over there, Shahokhusham, Yochanan Ben Kerach, Visarya Chayalim, Achor Chorben by Smisham, Beme Yermio. Venis Yashvu Sham, and they dwelt over there. Va'afa Pi, Sha'alu Sham, Nebuchadnezzar, Ve'echer, Vizmitzayim, even though Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Mitzrayim, Ve'nergum Yisrael, he killed the Jews, Sha'alu Sham, Kamoshin Esnava, Aleim Yimyo, Alu B'neim, their children came back there, the Gedula Va'osher, Achech, Riva Alexander, until he came and Alexander killed them. So unfortunately, as we're going to see, all ended up getting killed eventually. But yeah, there were a lot of Jews there, and there was a glorious time. There was a time, there were 600,000 and another 600,000, which was two times, that is how many people, how many Yidden left Mitzrayim that were over there. Remember, we had that word, katedros. I actually looked this up back in the day. I think it was Mesechus Shabbos when we saw it. There's these type of chairs that was set up, and the chairs are made of gold, and there were 71 that were like the Sanhedrin. Take it to the Reboy. None of them were less than 21 kikar of gold. Very, very choshev. Ubima shall eat by Mitzirisa. There was a bima, wooden bima in the middle. And there was a chazan who used to stand over there, and there was a flag that he had. When it came time to say Amen, he would then go ahead and shake and wave the Sudar. I mean, this handkerchief, and everyone would go and say, Amen. Why? Because it's so big that not everyone could hear the bracha, so you had to do that. V'lo yoshim miravin, they wouldn't sit in a way that was all mixed up, one with the next, but everybody sat with their own. Ella, Zahavim, Bifnei, Atzman. Rashi explains all these. Those that were involved with gold, the goldsmith, they sat by themselves. Kasavim, the silversmith, they sat by themselves. And Apachim, the blacksmith, they sat by themselves. Bifnei Atzman, Bifnei Atzman, Bifnei Atzman. Tarsinim, Bifnei Atzman. The people that worked with copper, they sat by themselves. Vegardim, Bifnei Atzman. Those who would weave, they sat by themselves. Ukshani Nichlasham, there was a poor person who came there. Hayamakir, Bali Umnasa, he knew what his umnas was, what his trade was. When he sat over there, Umisham Parnasa so, Uparnasa San Shebeso, and that's how he ended up getting Parnasa. He met the right people and ended up getting work. Amar Abaye, Vikulu, like Rashi pointed out, Katlinu Alexandros Mokadon. Alexander the Great come along and he killed all of these people. The Gra says it was not him, it was someone else called Terchinus, that he was the one who did it. Anyway. My time, Ianchu. Why is it that they got punished? Why did they all get killed? Mishum da'avri a high crow because they went against the pasuk. Lo so sifun loshu v'derech hazeh. Oh, the pasuk says in Devarim, don't go back to Mitzrayim. V'inu hader asu, and they came back and they went to go ahead and live in Mitzrayim. So therefore, they ended up unfortunately getting a serious smackdown. Ki asa when he came, either Alexander or this other one that I mentioned before that we wrote down the gra, ashkichinu da'avu karu besifra. He saw that they were reading from the sefer and they were reading the following words: Yisa Hashem alecha goy meracha. Hashem is going to bring a nation from far away in order to come against us. And he said to himself, interesting. Amar michti. Ahu gavra, meaning himself, talking in third person. Boy lemesi svinti basari yame. I came, and it should have taken me 10 days to get here. Dal yezikya vasi svinta bechamsha yame. But there was a big wind that came, and it brought us here in only 5 days. Must be, because I'm supposed to do something about this. Nafa alayv akatlinu. He fell upon them, and he killed them all. Terrible, terrible ending of there. But on that note, I want to wish all y'all a great, great... We're going to stop here. Have a great, great day.